Jackpot. Yeah, put that shit back. We eating good tonight. What? Motherfucker, I got a ball head.
You ready?
Shit.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Ball Headed Brothers Podcast. It's your boy Alex. Excuse me. Let's do something different. It's your brother. Your bro. It's the bro Alex. I like that. The bro Alex. Yeah. It's the bro Alex. Yeah, you can say it's Marcus. I'm gonna go for what you say. I would say I'm gonna go to the bro. I'm gonna do the bro.
And I'm Marcus the bro.
There it is.
Comma the bro. You know, you feel me?
All right. Welcome back to another episode. Yo. What's good, bro?
Shit ain't shit. What's good with you?
Man, you know, living life, making changes. You know what the changes. You got to make life changes and shit. You know, some people hibernate. I start to, like, read and shit.
you hibernate and read?
Yeah.
I feel you.
I can't sleep. It's hard to sleep in the wintertime because I hate sleeping when it's cold and shit. So, yeah. But, you know.
What you been reading shit?
So, I just got this book from Malcolm Gladwell called, what is it called? Shoot. Blink. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good joint.
For you?
I don't know nothing about Malcolm Gladwell, except I heard his name dropped a few times in a bunch of interviews and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let me just go on Google, figure out what his top selling joints are or whatever. And I went on this website called Thrift Books, where you can buy like books that are like secondhand or whatever for like $2. It's like Amazon, except strictly books. So you ain't got to get caught up in all the extra stuff, like drilling down. So I got them off of that joint, like $2 each. So I got three of them joints. I started Blink. It's, I had wrote a whole synopsis about it, but
oh, you straight, bro. I ain't even put you on the spot, you know what I'm saying? I was just wondering.
Well, because I had planned on it, man. Nah, I had this whole synopsis. I was going like, yeah, we're going to have some real structure this episode. And I'm going to throw the synopsis in there. We're going to be right. And I was like, man, you know, it should just even flow right. I don't know. But anyway, it's about, like making quick decisions subconsciously and knowing when your subconscious decisions should be made based off of different cues and shit from your body and how your body responds to a specific situation. And it's like teaching yourself to be more in tune with that subconscious reaction. So like when Eminem said knees is weak, palms are sweaty and shit like that.
Right.
Like actually paying attention to that instead of just thinking about it in the past tense, but in the current tense and shit. So, yeah.
So, is it like self-help type of thing?
Not necessarily. It's more self-awareness.
I got you.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like telling you, hey, you have to do this to become a better you and shit like that. It's just like, no, this is what your body's doing.
Not
like, from a psychological perspective.
That's dope.
So, yeah, you know, it's called, like I said, it's called Blink or whatever. And I'm, I'll provide updates next week based on how far I get. You know,
true that. Segment called Reading with Coop.
Hell yeah! Hey, listen, it's winter time. It's one of the best. That's the winter segment right there. Yeah, we'll work on that.
Now I'm still on the Dapper Dan joint myself. And then you said you finished that, right?
No, I never finished that.
I got you.
Yeah, you know how that goes with the Audible. You start, and then you jump off like I made like an album.
Exactly.
That's why I gotta get the book. Like with the book in front of me, he's like, I'm gonna be reading.
Not for you.
So, but nah, what that Dapper Dan joint, man, that joint's straight.
Yeah. It's weird, the fact that Ghost is the nigga narrating it.
That was when I first heard it, I was like, I know this ain't about to go on the whole time. And it kept going. I was like, all right, makes sense. Then I heard him on Tank's album. And I was like, yeah, all right. This man has he has a niche.
Like, it is what it is.
He found his spot. He's gonna be voice over post power. Like he has a job now. Everybody else, I don't know what everybody else is going to do. You know, Tasha, I don't know what she's going to do because, you know, like she might have something to spin off, whatever. But, you know, Tommy, nigga, you ain't got no job. Shout out to Warren. Rest in peace, Tommy. Nah. Well, how was your weekend, though, bro? How was bowling pens? Or did you go?
Man, listen. I ain't do shit this weekend, fam.
Damn.
Like, I seen the memes and shit about how, like, the weather just switched up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Halloween, it was, like, I don't know, like, fallish, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then Friday came, it was like brick outside. I was like, yo, bro, I ain't welcome left this winter. House in
we
like
didn't
3 days.
Fall, bro. We had straight winter.
Exactly. I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that, so I just been chilling, to be honest.
And they hybrid, he's like, whoa, oh.
Like you said.
Come that cold weather. Mm-mm.
Nah, B, I wasn't even moving. So I just been chilling for real. Watched some college football yesterday, Saturday usual.
Yeah.
And then today, watched some NFL. So now I'm potting. So what's good?
Hey, man, you know, it's fuck shit time, you know? No Shave November. You participating in that shit?
I mean,
this ain't even on the docket. That's what this
nah.
Like, because I was having a conversation with Tiana earlier today, and I was like, yo, I'm going to just do the bald head, no shave November.
Yeah.
And just grow my hair out. You know?
Like on your head?
This nigga said, like on my head. Yeah, on my head.
Nah, G.
Like on my head, yes.
Yeah, I mean, do your thing.
No, I'm not doing that shit.
Oh. Me, I could not do that, bro. If I didn't shave my shit in a month, come on. You remember the coach from the UNCC basketball coach a few years ago?
Oh yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Nah, B, my shit would be fucked up.
Yeah.
Nah, what? So I couldn't participate in that.
Listen, I thought about it. I was like, man, yeah, you know I should go do this. You know this, it's for a good cause.
Nah,
you know,
do
testicular
it,
cancer. Fuck that, man. I'm not gonna go bald head. You know, it's testicular. We know about cancer by now. They got treatments for that. Y'all don't need me to shave, like, go, you know, no shaving my head and shit.
Yeah, nah, B.
It makes me wonder why people even do shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, why are we still doing it? Should we be doing something else? Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I think it's just the whole, like,
I don't know. Like, moving forward and shit like that.
Do you got any like suggestions?
I don't know. No love November, you know. Wintertime instead of Netflix and the chill, you do your own self for a minute, you know what I mean? And just be cold and alone for a second. But I mean, you know what I mean? Because like when you alone, you find shit out about yourself that you ain't know before you was alone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, be alone for November. Be cold. Be chilly. Find yourself. Warm yourself.
I saw on Twitter it was like, nothing hurt November.
Yeah.
I mean,
niggas went from no nut November to nothing hurt November.
I don't know.
I'm not with the shits. But you know, if you don't care about a kid, hopefully you know.
I don't know. That's just. I
you
mean, it's like
situation, but,
people coming up with these random things, you know.
Hey, nah, but I'm gonna run them shits too.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
This is crazy.
It's going people will participate. So, shout out to all of y'all.
Shout out to all y'all. Oh man. So we all know since we talked about we're watching NFL right now, NCAA said they started to. What is it? Think about changing the rules before they change the rules. They said they're going to change the rules, but they haven't said that the rules are changed yet.
Yeah.
So we've had this discussion before, and then I'm pro pay the students, so I think it's a good thing that they're having these discussions. But how do you feel as a person that feels like, I mean, you know, tell them how you feel.
I mean, I don't know, dog. Like I said, like, you got to think, like, you remember being in college. I mean, it's like certain things that, you know, like, some type of stipend would be good for. You know what I'm saying? Like, food, mm-hmm. is, like, the main thing. Like, certain shit. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess it just depends on, like I was saying originally, when you brought up, like, percentage-wise and shit like that, I guess it would just all depend, because, you know, just like you got your mans out here, somebody running for some type of office talking about tax the scholarships?
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, tax the scholarships.
Yeah. So it was just like, I mean, I don't know.
Hey, listen, that shit was stupid.
That shit was retarded.
That was dumb. Like, they already, if they're going to get paid off their likeness, they're going to have to pay a tax on that, whether they file as a contractor or they file, you know, or they get smart and file like an LLC and then they get paid in the LLC or whatever, and the LLC owns their rights to their likeness and shit. But the tax, the scholarship, like, what is that going to do? Like,
I don't know, bro.
What is that going to do? Because they're not earning that money to be paid for. That's paying for the tuition, my guy. Like, how you going to tax their tuition and make them pay if they're getting paid to play ball? Because school's not going to pay them. Because they're students.
Yeah.
So, unless they turn the whole football program into like a, oh man, that'd be crazy. Turn the football program into a paid business where you pay the players and then you have a performance-based salary. Yo, that'd be wild.
That'd be, nah, dog. I don't know.
That shit might work. That would work, though. You see some crazy-ass football games.
I mean, it's just crazy enough, bro. I don't know. I feel like it's just, I don't know. I'm torn because I feel like obviously they should get paid for like certain things. Like I said, like some type of stipend should be provided. I just don't know when you get into the whole in-depths of like paying them for their likeness. Like, what does that entail? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause some of these, like think about like, like Tebow was on the TV crying a couple of weeks ago about how like, you know, his jersey was like top selling in the country at a certain point in time. It's just like,
yeah,
how much was he going to really get kickback from that? And does that take away from like the authenticity of college football? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already a better game than the NFL for that very reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, these kids are out there like playing for like the spirit of the game and shit like that. You know, they're trying to get to the league, but you know, like when you get to the league, like shit, it's just different. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying it's still gonna be football. It's still gonna be like NCAA football, because you ain't got lifelong contracts out here. You got 4 years to do what you can do. If you can't do it, you think you're gonna get paid? Once you graduate, you're done because you ain't make it to the draft. So if you're gonna get paid for your shit, you get paid for your shit while you're there. That's how I look at it. I heard what you were saying. I just don't feel like, I don't feel there's nothing wrong with them getting paid when they're like being used for advertisement. And that's the money comes and getting, and like the ESPN will show the football players on TV, but they're not getting paid from ESPN. They're just watching themselves on TV when they could be getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
Not for you.
Like those instances and shit where these guys we're watching on TV right now in the NFL get paid because we watch them. There's no real difference. The school's still going to get paid. It's just like, well, ESPN cut me a check too.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. Ain't nothing happened yet. So we still got like, what? I want to say you probably won't make a move till 2021 until we see anybody start actually getting paid. If that. Because they got to figure out licensing. They got to figure out taxing and all that shit. And right. How that's going to work with being a student. So, you know, good job, though. You know, in my opinion. You know.
You think like, bigger markets are now going to have... You think that's going to be wrapped into, like, recruiting pitches and stuff?
No, I think it's going to be different. It's going to shift to wherever the business is. Because... If I think about a big, hey, shout out to the touchdown real quick. I'm sorry. We're going to pause real quick. Shout out to the Ravens for another touchdown. Whooping up on these Patriots. Let's go.
This guy.
Hey, listen. There's a lot of Patriots fans out there. And hopefully by the end of this podcast, I'm happy. But, you know. But anyway, what was I saying? What did you ask me? I'm sorry.
If you think like, bigger markets.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's
going
to
be
wrapped into like the recruiting pitches.
Right. Yeah. When you say bigger markets, you're talking about like the bigger cities.
I mean, I know you're not like a big like college football fan, right? I'm saying like
I know about locations though.
Cause no, like, I'm like saying, how, but it's just like even just like you know, obviously like USC, right? Like Southern mm-hmm. California, like that's going to be a big market, right?
Yeah.
But even in like college football, you know, like something like Notre Dame is still like a big market for like college football. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, is that going to be wrapped into like recruiting pitches? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think
you come out there and play, you get like a bigger chance of jersey sales or something like that, if you're actually that guy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's see. When I think about it, I don't think that'll make a difference because I think the guys that can play ball already know they're going to get the money. Mm-hmm. It's just the guys that can't really play ball but know they can get some money are the ones it's going to affect. The guys that know they're going to get the money, they're going to go to the big-name schools. It don't matter if they got a big market. Like, if I want to go to Georgia, I don't care that it's in Athens in the middle of no fucking where. I'm going to go play ball in Georgia. And if I can get my shit online, I'll get my shit online. You know, I think, like, with the way the internet's set up, they had the opportunity to make money wherever. So they still going to have to get that big-name school behind them to push it. So, like, your Texas, your LSUs, all them, where there's not really in a big business town, it's still gonna, like, I'm still playing here. Like, you still see me on Saturday, every Saturday and shit. That's not gonna change. It's just gonna be the people like at UNCC getting money from Bank of America because Bank of America's right up the street. Like, it's someone gonna check.
Nah, I feel you.
You know? But I mean, you know, but still, even those big name players still should get a little bit, you know, get a little cut for them. They're the reason you watch them on TV. Come on now. Because if they weren't on the team, you wouldn't be watching them on TV. You'd be watching a different team.
So, I mean, I'm going to watch my teams regardless. So
yeah, but they ain't going to be on TV, though. Nah, I feel you. I'm going to watch my team. Shout out to Sunday Ticket. And, nah, you know, we got lucky tonight with the night game. But I'm still going to watch my team. But at the same time, that's just how that money going to work.
Well, shit. Shout out to the future of the NCAA. We'll see how it works.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested to see. It's going to be interesting.
Now I just hope EA Sports comes out with the video game now.
Like, come on, bro. I don't know if they got enough money for that.
Put Madden to rest.
You think they have enough money for that?
What?
To do an NCAA football game.
Do you think EA Sports has enough money?
To pay the players.
I don't know exactly what they would have to pay.
If they're going to have the roster in there.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, it never really had the roster, though.
It had numbers, but
had numbers. You know what I'm saying? You always had to download a file to get the names and shit. No, I feel like if they come out with it and then they actually got the names and shit on the jerseys, you know what I'm saying? Like, all they had was if dude was black, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, the character is black with the number. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't know how much likeness is on that game that they'd have to pay.
I feel like they would. Just think about Madden, though. Think about Madden and then compare Madden to what you would get in NCAA. I mean, they're going to make them look like the players.
Yeah.
It's just, you have to do that. Well, I mean, you don't have to do it. Then, you know, they could do it. It's just like...
I mean, if they got it for the NFL, I mean, I guess they got it for...
But I don't think anybody has a license with NCAA. It won't make a difference now because you can pay the players if you want to pay the players directly. So if I'm ND somebody and I want to make an HBCU game that looks like NCAA should look like for Madden, you know, I don't know how much I'm going to get buy-in because, you know, it's
I feel like EA Sports,
name, but
I feel like they'll cut like
$250.
$250?
Yeah. Or give them free shit. I think that's what it's
going
to
be. That's what it's going to be, bro. Yeah. The EA Sports contract for every nigga in the fucking joint is going to be $250.
We'll give you the ultimate joint and some coins and shit to make some to go ahead and ball out, and you can be a great god football player in the game.
Right.
For nothing. And we're going to put you in the game.
Because they got rid of, I think at E3 or something, recently they said EA Sports was getting rid of NBA Live. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
clearing
they can't
up some money.
Up 2K.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how this conversation got into video games.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying.
We're going to talk about how Live just died to 2K like that. And it tried to make a comeback and still died again. It's like, I think that's what might happen with Madden. If an indie franchise can grab NCAA and put out a good product like NFL 2K used to be.
From
2K? Yeah.
Man,
I'm telling you, man, it'd be done. And figure out a way to pay.
Nah, EA Sports, they better. If that is possible, they need to stop playing then.
And listen, it's possible.
Watch fucking Epic right there in Raleigh. Snack that shit.
Right. Oh, that'd
Hell
be crazy.
Nah. That'd be some crazy
oh,
shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, just look it up on Google. I don't know any other way to say it or describe it. It's a lot to go through to explain all that stuff.
I mean, we got in video games because I was saying, like, you know, in terms of paying the players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, we got there. I'm just saying to explain.
Yeah, I just had to wrap it back because I was confused.
Got you. Hey, you think T.I. Kunin right now?
Do I think what?
I'm tripping. Shit, cut that. I'm not going to come for T.I. T.I.'s that guy. The Iggy Azalea T.I. shit.
Mm-hmm.
This man T.I. is very smart.
Do tell.
He created an issue over a topic, over someone that nobody really cared about and hadn't said anything about for like the past 5 or 6 years in the hip hop community. And then name dropped her as an issue. Mm-hmm. And then she responded and shit. And now people are listening to T.I.'s podcast. I'm hooked on his podcast. Have you heard it? I'm listening to his podcast hard now.
Nah, I listened to some of the episode with Charlamagne the God. But I didn't get all the way through it. But I will put that in my rotation because now that you brought that back to my attention, because I don't even remember. I think I was listening to something that brought that up, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I forgot T.I. got a podcast. And I think like the most recent episode at the time was when Charlamagne the God. But yeah, I gotta go back to that.
Yeah, man. I don't know why I'm listening to it. I don't. Like I don't really like T.I.'s as he is now. Like the new T.I. as it would be called. the rebranded T.I.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. His most recent one he had with Tiny, and he was talking about marriage, and then, you know, the marriage question was all over social media and shit. Where do you marry for love and security and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I knew it was coming.
The relationship guy.
I feel like I have to marry for love because mm-hmm. I should already be bringing security. Like, I think that's, as a guy, that's how you should approach it. But it's weird. How do you think? How do you feel? Do you marry for love or security?
I mean, you know my sap ass. I'm
married for love.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
I mean, but I seen some answers on
you
the.
You know
on
any
the...
guys that like would marry for security?
You said what?
Do you know any? I mean, we got name drop nobody. I'm saying, do you like know any guys that would actually marry for security?
I mean, I feel like I do.
I guess it wouldn't be nothing wrong with it. I guess.
Whatever
floats your boat.
I mean, I don't know.
Because if you got and you don't love her, but you got to go. You got to get held down, though.
It be like that, yo.
You got to get held down, man.
It be like that.
You know, you got to. Nah. Yeah.
Somehow, some way, it'd be like that. You know, I don't know. Work, I see, work. But I seen some women talking about that security joint on the timeline with that shit.
What do you mean?
like we ain't. We said we're not name dropping, obviously. Yeah. But I'm just saying on my time on Twitter, uh-huh. Where that I seen that on like some people on that I follow.
Yeah.
Well, retweeted it with the joint, and it was like they would marry for security. And I was like, I mean but you feel like that's a common thing for women.
Oh, wow. Oh.
No, I'm asking you. I mean, I don't know.
They figure out how to approach that answer.
Yeah. I mean.
Do I think?
Not a common thing. But you feel like it might be more likely to be security from a woman. Than a man?
From a woman's perspective?
Like yeah, a woman's perspective. Approach it. Actually, matter of fact, don't even worry about it.
I don't know how to answer that.
You know, I don't even know how to ask it, fam.
I couldn't even give you a woman's perspective.
Exactly, because you know? You're not a woman. So
but I might, I could wonder why a woman may approach it as such now. I could have an idea about that. I think I could have an idea about that. And that could be corrected. If you want to correct me, by all means, shoot us an email or... Shoot us DM on Twitter or our Instagram. But anyway, if I could approach it that way, as
or
a,
when you listen to this,
when you listen to us on Tuesday, you know, but it's no.
And Alex comes home, no,
nah, it's not gonna be like that. Yeah, some women do marry for security, but I think this just you know, that's just the dynamic that's been put in like life. Like that's been a dynamic that we've seen growing up, and then a lot of people see in their lifestyle or see on TV or see on a consistent basis. That's the dynamic that they see. So that's how they want to approach it. You know, I think I answered that pretty well. If I didn't, oh well. But nah, it's so yeah. But then at the same time, for you know, if you want to marry for security, that's a lot of people that say that would have. I feel like have had their heart broken, so they feel that love shit is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's cool to love. It's all right. Yeah, you had your heart broken. You know, if at first you don't succeed, pick yourself up and try again.
Hey, what Tina Turner said. What's love got to do with it?
What do you mean, what's love got to do with it?
I mean, I don't know.
You said you love. You do it for love. What's love got to do with
it? I mean, I don't know. Playing devil's advocate.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's love got to do with it? I mean, why wouldn't you want to be with somebody you love? That's what I don't understand. How you couldn't want to be with somebody that you love.
Yeah, right.
Because like, you talking about spending.
So, yeah, I like you a lot. You seem pretty secure. Fuck it. Let's get married.
Right. Like, yeah, you know what?
Fuck it.
It's Tuesday. How you feel about going to get married?
Let's just lock this down. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
something happens to you, I'm covered. Something happens to me, you're covered. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, life insurance.
Maybe we can go half on a couple kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah, but I like you. You seem secure. So
you seem secure, or you're like, yeah, you seem like you got shit together. So it's going to work that way. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, shout outs to you. Whatever you like. And we ain't here to judge you. I just think, you know, if you've had your heart broken and you want to approach it like, yeah, I've had my heart broken, so I just need somebody to have my security and have me down for some shit. Get over that heartbreak and love somebody. You know, get over that shit, you know? Talk to somebody, read a book, listen to some music, do something. And all for all my happy people, stay happy.
Shout out, Black.
Jesus is King and Kanye West. I'm just going to close that little loophole because mm-hmm. I didn't know he said that he got $68 million back and he was a blessing in taxes. Yeah, damn, that nigga's lost.
Like, listen, man.
Like,
I don't know what's good with Kanye, bro. I have no idea.
I don't even want to talk about him for real, for real. I just want to say.
I'm so done with Kanye, dog. I seen, you know, I seen he got some. Did you see the merch?
Yeah, I saw the merch.
Getting the sweatpants?
I'm not getting none of that shit. Like, I'm not wasting money on his. Like, if it ain't the shoes, and right now I'm still not even buying the shoes. So it's like, like I was going to get the 500 that just came out, the like the blush ones. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. That shit look like, you know, he let North do it. And if he did, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to North and her artistic ways, you know. Like something we would have made when we were at her age.
Right.
So if she did it, then, you know, kudos to her. If Kanye did that shit, bro, what the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck? If you spend that $80 on that shit, you a hype beast. Sorry. But you know, I guess they say like what you like.
I about to say like what you like, but like, man, I don't. Like. Man, listen.
I can still have an opinion about what you fuck you like, though.
Exactly.
But you know, like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I didn't see any of the interviews. But I think when I saw something about the like the sweatpants or whatever, you said that you figured that was coming because he had it on in one of the interviews you talked about last week, right?
Yeah.
I was just like, this shit is not surprising.
Well, nah, yeah, you see, you can see it now. Like, Kanye telegraphs everything very well. Like, you know what's coming next. It's not a surprise, but at some, like I said, I don't think he's gotten to the point where you can't separate the person and the music just yet. He's not quite R. Kelly yet. I think R. Kelly, I can't separate that. But Kanye, that's fine.
Oh, no, yeah, I figured.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what when I start thinking, like, you separate the person from the music. I'm thinking like R. Kelly type shit.
Yeah.
You know? But what he's done thus far, if you really feel like he's really killed off a lot of people that like this, I mean, come on, yo. He ain't, not yet. Hopefully he doesn't go there, but you know, whatever. That was my coverage of, or whatever, Walk Back, or however the fuck. Ayo, Watch out, Kanye. The Kardashians are getting you.
Get out.
Hey, listen. It's crazy because they having like all these kids. So I got a conspiracy about the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like pretty obvious. It's a pretty obvious conspiracy and shit. But they are becoming a Hollywood family. And it's very odd to see that happen this way. Like, they're legit about to be the pioneers. Like, when you look back in the history books, like, the Jenners and the Kardashians are going to be the pioneers of the social media shit from a celebrity perspective. Kylie shut down Snapchat with the help of Rihanna, too. But, like,
you said what?
With the help of Rihanna and shit. Like, Rihanna and them, like, they both can shut down fucking social media. Like, these are people that have this kind of ability to shut down companies and shit. It's crazy. Hollywood is crazy, though. Shout out to Travis Scott for getting away. Travis Scott got away and gave us a banger.
I don't know, bro. That nigga Kanye.
Hey, no, I'm dope. I mean, Kanye, you know, as long as, you know, at this point, I don't know him personally. I feel like I had some kind of emotional attachment to him, but I don't know, nigga. It's be about 50. Like, you know, you going through whatever you're going through. If you refuse to seek help for whatever you're going through, or if you're in a position where you can't be controlled, bro, say something. Like, I don't know how crazy it is, and if it's too far, and you're too far down, gone. All right, sorry, bye.
Still listening to the album?
Nah, nothing against it. It's just like I've been on a real, journey down music as of late, and this is absolutely like I've been listening to a lot of jazz recently because I forgot. Yeah, we had a practice yesterday, or whatever. The Big Air Band coming soon, booking 2020, fall 2020. But we had a practice yesterday. And I mean, I just been since then, well, since before then, I was also listening to like a bunch of jazz and shit. So I ain't even listening to no new hip hop, no new hip, like, except for the Travis Scott joint, because, you know, you can't miss it. Like, everybody's talking about it, so you gotta listen to it just because that's how group thinking works. But everything else has just been like old jazz and shit. But yeah, shout out to Travis Scott for that though, because highest in the room, that joint goes. And then what he did on the Hot remix, that joint go too.
Yeah, I listened to that.
Yeah, and that's our new music take that we don't do, that we said we're gonna do.
Yeah, because I haven't really I haven't really been listening to like no.
Hey yo, is our attention span really fried? You think our attention spans are fried?
In terms of what?
Like. What can keep our attention as far as like music goes?
Like, I don't know.
Are you at a point where you can say yes, my attention span is fried? Because I feel like I'm at the point where I can say my attention span is shot.
Like, how do you describe your attention span for music being shot? Like, you all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't give anything a second to breathe.
Yeah, I mean, I have my days where, like, some days I want to listen to hip-hop, some days that I want to listen to, like, EDM, you know what I'm saying? Some days I might listen to some, like, R&B type of shit.
Yeah.
But then, like, I can get stuck on an album for, like, and then, you know, shit then played in my ears for damn, like, two times straight, and it just becomes, like, background type of music or some shit, you know what I'm saying? I go through that phase a lot with shit. But then by the time I actually, like, pay attention to it, like, I'll pick up on shit from when it was just background music, and I remember certain parts, you know, I remember certain shit if it was like real good or if it was trash, you know what I'm saying? Like, I forgot what album because I tweeted this shit the other day, somebody's album I listened to like two times on accident, and I was like, that shit was trash. Because the fact that it played and I didn't remember nothing, I was like, what the fuck was this shit? Complete garbage.
Yeah, whose album was that?
I don't know, I had to go back through my
Yeah, nah, but mine, for me, it's different. Like, I'll be an entire different genre every 2 or 3 hours. I just can't really stick on one thing. And I don't know why, because I used to be like, I'd listen to R&B, and that'd just be R&B. Or if I'm listening, then that would last for like 2-3 months before I listen to anything hip-hop. Now, I'm just like all over the place. And I think it's because I got too much access to way too much shit. Like, seeing
everything's at your fingertips.
I can see 25 genres at one time. What?
That's crazy.
What I really feel like I can emote 25 different ways today.
Bro, you remember the night, the like the Napster days and like the fucking burning CDs and shit.
Yeah.
And now all that shit is just at your fingertips, bro. Like even like forget like burning CDs. You remember like original iPods when you had to like download music, put the shit on the fucking device, and then you know what I'm saying. But now you don't like I don't even have like the shit's not even really downloaded to my phone. Like you know everything's just on the cloud, bro. I'll just like stream it. Mm-hmm. Like certain shit, like when I'm about to like when I'm getting on a plane or something, right? Like I'll download something that way I can like have it while I'm like in the air or whatever. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm just like streaming it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's a good thing though. You know, that's what we come as far as technology.
I know, bro. Shit has changed.
You know, the world's changing. Either you're gonna get with the change or you're not. Basically, what's gonna happen? Yeah, I'm with the change. But sometimes, if you want to go retro, you can. Like, I want to get a record player just so I can play some vinyls and shit.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like a record player that has Bluetooth, so it kind of defeats the purpose of it being like an old school joint, but. It's gonna, you know, still play vinyl. So I'm gonna.
I do want to get an iPod, yo.
We get an iPod.
Yeah.
Where?
Just to have like certain shit on my iPod, like fucking old albums, and then just like just always have it in my car, type of shit. I don't know. Even though it doesn't really matter, because I can just like Apple Music anything.
Yeah, make a playlist.
But you know what I'm saying? Just be something nostalgic about just these old ass fucking playlists that I ain't gonna retouch.
Right.
In years.
Hey man. Yeah, do that. Well, you say you haven't seen Dolomite yet, so we can't talk about Dolomite. I had something I was going to ask you about, but I forgot. Damn. Yeah. Let's talk about Obama and the Twitter activist. I don't know if you've seen that. Did you see that? Or did you read it on the docket?
I read it on the docket, yeah. Break it down for me, though.
So basically, he was saying, well, basically what he said was, if you like a tweet, if you tweet, or if you like a tweet, or like a hashtag or something, about how, like, someone doesn't do something right, or they use the wrong word in their Twitter or whatever based off then just that one tweet, that they fuck up a tweet and say the wrong thing or something like that, then I can sit back. Like, as a person, you sit back and say, all right, like, I was woke because I called you out on some shit for being wrong about, like, fucking up your Twitter, like, fucking up a tweet or some shit. Or if, in this case, he's comparing a tweet to a misspoken, like, thought or whatever. And you're getting called out for things like for misspeaking. And he's saying that the woke Twitter activists and shit like that, well, not shit like that, but the woke Twitter activists aren't bringing change. They're just pointing out the fuck shit. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what we do sometimes. Like, point out the fuck shit, except they're not providing a solution.
Like real insight.
Yeah, well, not even just insight. They can provide all the insight they want to, but they're not like enacting solutions to the issues. They're just talking about the issues.
Yeah. So they're not really activists.
Exactly. That's what Obama was saying.
They're just reactivists.
Wow. Bars. Yeah, there you go. Bars. But that's what Obama was saying. So do you agree with former President Barack Hussein Obama? Or?
No, I mean, that makes sense when you put it like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't really be thinking about shit like that. But I mean, like, yeah, if you're really just pointing shit out, but you're not really trying to, like, act on it and, like, fix some shit, then, I mean, thanks, Captain Obvious.
So you think niggas get paid all this money just to be obvious? Because you probably would say that, and I'm not just saying him. I'm just saying people of that ilk, like the public speakers that speak the obvious shit. In right, like on a tour, speaking obvious shit, like that's some cheap shit. Like, that's, but I'm mad, you know, get your money, however you want to get, you know, you can't call it a scam.
I mean, there's people out there actually like doing stuff, though, speakers, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not calling Obama one of those, I'm just saying, like, before people try to come at my neck and shit like that, you know, I'm not calling Obama one of those just speaker peoples, you know, like, yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, is it, so you agree with what he's saying that, you know, we need to be more than just a you fucked up on your tweet type society. If you're gonna hold somebody accountable, you're gonna act on it. You don't give a fuck.
How else would you hold somebody accountable?
You don't. You just talk about it. That's how people do today.
I mean, yeah. That's what the fuck we doing right now.
Well, no, we can hold ourselves accountable for shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't do no fuck shit and, like, no fuck shit amongst each other and shit. So, it's like, we hold ourselves accountable with some actions that we take with people in our lives and shit. And, like, situations and shit that goes on in our lives and shit. Like, we hold ourselves accountable with that shit. So, I mean, I ain't gonna say we, like, I mean, I'm not their moms, nothing like that. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't saying I gotta be your moms and shit, you know what I mean? But we hold each other accountable for shit. Like, anybody gonna do no fuck shit.
Nah, I feel you.
You feel me? So, I don't know where the fuck that conversation came from. Absolutely, we are all over the place tonight, but it's cool. Because the Ravens are playing and we're winning. Hopefully, like I said, by the end of this podcast, I'm still happy like this. But yeah, I think, the Twitter activists are going to have a field day when, like, the political shit starts going and there's no ads on Twitter for people to talk about. Like, because you can't, they're saying that you're not going to be able to post political ads on Twitter. And I don't even know if I really want to talk about that.
Like, how are they going to ban the political ads?
The same way they ban hate speech. Like, if you make a bot, they're going to ban your bot. Then they're going to find your IP. They're going to ban your IP.
Did they have, like, a reason behind banning the Twitter? I mean, political ads?
Because, you know, niggas be interfering with our elections. Like, come on, yeah. Niggas be interfering with our elections. And social media is, like, the easiest way. Imagine a forum. Like, you remember how we used to have, like, forums online, like, way back when you had message boards and shit like that. Like, that's so all
like,
social
media. Like Reddit, bro. That shit is like a big ass fucking message board.
Yeah. But.
You be on that shit, bro?
What, Reddit? Yeah.
Yeah. I just recently got on that shit. I know, like, my homies, they used to be on that shit forever. And I was never really
it's
into
dark
it.
Dark hole, boy. You get caught in that joint. You go the wrong hole, turn right. You
gonna that be shit crazy.
Down the wrong street and path to nowhere. But, yeah, I fuck with Reddit. But they're not banning it. They're, you know, letting free speech happen or whatever. So you think it's good to have to do that? Like, or are they like violating free speech, or are they just using their platform as a business to say what they will and won't allow?
I mean, I think it's more so they're just using their platform as a business. But then at the same time, it's kind of like what we was talking about last week, right? With like censorship per se.
So are they? They're not really censoring anybody because they're saying nobody can do it.
So, I mean, they're censoring the content, though. Technically, right? No, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say. What? No, I wouldn't necessarily say that they're censoring all the content. You know, I mean, they're censoring all the content. I wouldn't necessarily say they're like censoring. I'm just saying they're blocking all of that activity. They do that shit today. Like, that's why you don't see dead people all over your timeline. Are you serious? You ever heard of, like, WikiLeaks? Not WikiLeaks. What's that shit called? What is that shit called? LiveLeaks. Look up LiveLeaks.com.
All right.
You'll see what I'm talking about. The shit that you don't see on Twitter. Right. You'll see here. And it's like...
How does it get on there?
Motherfuckers just put that. They put the shit on there.
Oh, no.
Dude, you can put whatever the fuck you want to on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't go there no more.
Nah, because it's like certain shit like I see on like Facebook or whatever. I'd be like, nah, bro, come on.
You think that shit bad? Oh, this shit has access to around the world. This ain't just here. Like, this ain't what just happened over there in like Concord.
Bro, shit is crazy out here, bro.
It really is. Because, but you know, like, go there if you have a few minutes, but you're like very strong minded. It's because you go to that joint, boy. You go there, stumble across the wrong video, lost. Mm. But it's an adventure, like Reddit. Like, it's. But anyway, well, I don't know what we're talking about. Twitter banning politics and shit. I think it's necessary.
So does that mean they're gonna like ban the president?
I don't know how they're gonna do it yet. It's gonna be we haven't quite gotten there yet. They just said they're gonna ban it.
And so it's like Twitter's most popular star, so you know what I'm saying? They can't ban 45 on that bit.
They might. They might. Depending on how. Well, see, that's the tricky thing, because he has like the presidential account, like legit legally has the presidential account. So like you can't really. Like that'd be crazy if they do ban him though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that'd be that's a step. Considering Twitter is nothing but a social media platform where they don't have any product, you can't tax them. Like you can't. How are you gonna levy a tax on Twitter?
Shit, I don't know.
Some niggas do what the fuck they want. Hey, it's crazy when you think about it.
Social media.
All they're gonna do is call you to the Senate floor and talk to you like Mark Zuckerberg does every fucking Tuesday.
Yo, you seen that video from like a couple weeks ago? I think it was. What's her name? It's not AOC, is it? It's from like the Bronx, right?
Yeah.
And she was in court with Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
See that video?
Mm-hmm.
She was killing buddy on that stand.
Hey man, they'd be asking questions that they already know the answer to. They be wasting time, bro.
I was like, look at Zuckerberg up here.
He's just sitting there like, yeah,
pleading,
you know,
for help, boy.
Yeah. Oh, this sucks. Dying. You know, when I leave here, I'm gonna be all right. It's gonna be fine when I leave. It's gonna be fine. But it's gonna suck for this whole entire 3 hours, 3-4 hours, and be sitting here listening to y'all talk shit to me, asking redundant questions that I know I'm not gonna answer. You know I'm not gonna answer these truthfully. Come on, they trained me for this. I've been trained. Like I run Facebook. I've been trained. You're not gonna catch me slipping. Now, your president, you'll catch him, but not me.
But you hear? There's like new toxicology reports that Jeff Epstein may have not killed himself.
Oh, like we knew?
like we called it?
like we already knew? Because
all that shit was just too perfectly planned out.
He knows way too many people. I told you, he got the black book. You remember when Will Smith gave Carlton the black book in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Mm-hmm.
He had that black book, the dictionary. Oh, he had the political dictionary. I was trying to think of a word real quick, but I couldn't get one. But yeah,
the off buddy.
Oh man, great. Come on, you fucking with a lot of money. Like, it's a lot of money up there. But yeah, I was gonna say something else. I forgot. No, it's very important. You see, they're about to put the breathalyzers for weed in the police cars.
I saw that. I saw my man's tweet that. I didn't know if that shit was true or not, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They already got them in California, though.
Like, I guess they've
had them, so it's nothing new. It's just like, oh, wow, this is coming. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, you got it.
Hey, man, listen. Don't blow. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on your state.
You said don't blow?
Yeah. Back where I'm from, listen, you don't blow. All they're going to do is take you in, you know what I'm saying? You might have to spend the night, but there will be no proof of you being, you know, sober, because of course you're going to be sober. But you know what I'm saying? There will be no proof of anything. You know what I'm saying? All they can't hold you over 24 hours or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You go ahead, hold and sell, take your ass back to the crib. Get a lawyer, knock that shit off. Boom. But if you blow, then there's evidence of how much alcohol is in your blood levels. You figure, dig?
And this goes back to a conversation I wanted to have a long time ago about knowing the law where you are. Because that's exactly right. Wherever you are, you can refuse the breathalyzer, depending on where you are.
Uh-huh.
I don't think North Carolina's a state where you can refuse it. Because they try and say, like you're not being cooperative. Some shit. But yeah.
Hey man, I don't know. Look it up. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. I was definitely
like you said, that. Know your laws.
Yeah, definitely. Before you start blowing and driving.
Pause.
Yeah. Are you gonna get the HIV pill?
The what?
The HIV pill. It's a vaccine.
And what's it supposed to do?
The fuck, a vaccine? Get the vaccine. No, the HIV pill is supposed to.
Is this like the PrEP joint?
No, this is, yeah, so that you won't get it.
No, I'm not taking it. You?
No, I mean, I'm not taking it, no. But, would you take it? If you was out here wilding like that?
If I was out here wilding like that, I mean, I guess so. But, I mean, I would never, you know what I'm saying? Wrap that shit up, bro. I'm not out here wilding. I wouldn't be out here wilding. But for them niggas that is out here wilding, shit, you might as well, you know what I'm saying? See how much it costs, pop it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Would you if you was out here wilding like that?
Hey, yeah. I definitely would. If I was out here wilding, I definitely would. I would have to. That would be a must.
You would just feel invincible at that point.
At this point, yeah. Well, no, I mean, there's still other shit.
Right. Like,
nah. Let me refer. I wouldn't be invincible. But, yeah. The one that, we shouldn't be joking about this, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, that's what it is. We joke about it in the group chat, so whatever. But, yeah, I would definitely not, like, wow, you know, you guess be careful. Has it gotten that bad, though? Like, what happened between when it first happened, like, when it first, like, the outbreak monkey happened, and then now?
I don't know, bro. I heard somebody said, maybe I was reading something. But in Charlotte alone, it's supposed to be like, I don't know. We should look that shit up. We'll get the exact number. It's like, I think the numbers in Charlotte is like crazy, bro.
Word. With all the ribbons and shit that we do for awareness and shit, all the money that we are asked for research and shit, they still ain't figured out how to stop that shit. It's crazy. Well, they made a pill so you won't get it. But they say if you already got it, you're kind of screwed.
So no cure, but now they can prevent it from.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they got a cure because, you know, Magic Johnson ain't got it no more. So,
look, man, that's crazy.
Hey, you can get through anything if Magic made it. I'm just saying.
That's what that man said.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Where's my phone? I don't think we have anything else left on the docket to talk about. What we did. That was a serious question. Do you think you should teach a class on how to nourish a child emotionally? Like, do you think there should be a class taught? And at what age? If so.
At what age should a parent be taught how to nourish their child?
Or no, not necessarily a parent, but okay. If you think that you should be a parent, then cool.
Right.
But should a person be taught how to nourish a child emotionally?
I don't think so. I feel like it's like a self-taught, learned behavior. Like something you do like subconsciously, maybe.
What, nourishing a child emotionally is subconscious?
Yeah.
What if you don't have it in your subconscious? Like, then you have to be taught.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if I, because of your subconscious, you know what I mean? Like, you're exposed to it. Because that's, it's a learn. I don't think nurturing is learned. Because you got to learn how to nurture. Because people nurture very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to learn a way to nurture. I don't think it could be subconscious. I almost fucked that up. That was going to suck. I'm telling you. For those that can't see, because we don't have a camera. But nah, I think that it should be offered as an elective in like high school or mandatory, like understanding empathy and shit, like in the fourth grade or some shit.
Take an empathy class in the fourth grade?
Yeah. Because I feel like right now it's like a lot of bullying and shit. And like, you know, people want to raise the kids as is. Mm-hmm. So like, in some families, empathy will already be taught because, you know, that's how your family is raised. But there's no general idea in every family because some people don't teach it. So I feel like there should be like a general class understanding empathy. Not necessarily being empathetic to everybody, but, you know, understanding what empathy is and shit.
Right.
And it should be like a mandatory thing for the psychological shit development.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we fucked up nowadays because niggas ain't got empathy for shit. Niggas just see the motherfucker on the side of the street, homeless and shit, pull over to the other lane and shit, on the turning lane and shit.
Roll the windows up.
Yeah, with the roll the windows up, turn the music up and shit. You know what I mean?
Damn, bro.
It's fucked up. But
it is fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? But that, I mean, we don't necessarily have empathy, but I feel like that I think there's like some subconscious shit where it's just like, or very, very conscious shit where you just don't want them to come to your window.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to pull over to the other lane and then, you know, further put their life in danger because now they're going to cross that one lane to come to my car to knock on the window and shit. But I think...
Do you give homeless people money, bro?
Not often.
Right.
Do you?
Not often. But then that's because I often do not have cash. If I have some cash, then I'm giving it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But very seldom do I have cash.
Even if I have cash, I'm probably still not giving it up. When you got some people out here that just want money to do whatever you want, I guess you can't really care because you're giving the money away. It's a good gesture, but you want your money to be used for something good and not for something negative. But once you give it, you can't really control what they do with it. So I'd rather nix all that shit in the bud, just not give it to them. Just say, you know, if you need something to eat and we buy like a 7-Eleven or some shit, I can go into the store, grab you something on my way out and, you know, break a 20 and, you know, get you something to eat real quick and there's no problem because I know you wanted food. Well, you just asking me for $5 or $2.50. First of all, I don't know what the fuck you're going to do with $2.50. I don't know what you're going to do with $0.35. But, you know, maybe you...
Maybe they trying to get high, bro.
Or maybe they trying to get on the light rail and get back downtown. I don't know. But I figure I ain't gotta worry about that. ain't no what if, so I ain't gotta do it. You know what I mean? Ain't no what if.
Maybe.
Do I lack empathy for that?
Maybe, whatever they about to do with that money they asking you for, ain't your damn business. They just need the money.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You ever think about it like that?
Nope. I always think like, fuck.
I feel like if you went into the situation where it's just like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You need some money. I get it. Sometimes niggas need money. What you gonna do with the money? I don't really know. And I don't really give a fuck. But look, I got a couple extra dollars. Have at it. It ain't my business. And I feel like if you go into it with that type of mindset, you might be a little bit more empathetic of this situation. You get what I'm saying? Because if you try to question their motives, you know what I'm saying? If you're concerned about if they're lying to you, if they're going to do something negative with the money, you know what I'm saying? But if you just go in it with like, you know what? Fuck it. You know, you just need a couple dollars.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just happen to have a couple that I can spare. And I don't know. Give that a try, man.
Yeah, maybe I'll give that a try. Bye. I'm gonna go to the gym like sometime this week because you know they always up there on University. I don't know what it is, bro. Like right there by the train stop, the University in 45. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers just be out there. I'd be like, God damn. I know what y'all do, but you know, whatever. You know, do what you do. I don't know how we got to talk about homeless people and empathy and shit. Yeah. So back to the So that's what I'm saying. For me now to understand that, I would have had to had that instilled in me as a young age and not be like shunned away from them as a child growing up instead of like being like, oh, keep walking away. Cause you know, your parents who take you across the street from some shit, they don't think it's safe for you.
Yeah.
And they look at a homeless person like they don't. Back then, you know, it was wild, you know, back then it was on crack. They ain't got crack nowadays. You got meth and shit, but you know, meth is in the boonies and shit. Now they just do like coke and shit here.
Yeah, I don't think they do meth in Charlotte.
You know what I mean? Like, if they do, they came in from Shelby. No offense to our Shelby listeners, but come on, y'all know better.
And guys, ain't no round my way in the woods, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You know. Motherfuckers do meth.
Exactly. You know, it is what it is. But yeah, so back then, you know, we was like, when we was kids, they were, you know, it might be ready to snatch your ass or some shit back then, you know? So they shun you away from it, but at the same time, they still are people. And, you know, as a kid growing up, it's just like, either you taught other people and you're, hey, or, you know, don't look your nose up to them, or your parents will yank your hand as a kid and then pull you to the other side of the street and you walk around.
Man, I had a homeboy back in college, bro. Shout out my dog, Chad. Yo, this man, he would always, if he had it, bro, I mean, he would give these motherfuckers big bills. And we'd be in the line at the club, be like, bro, what, Chad? Put that money away. And it was just like, he'd be like, nah, man, you never know, man. You could be saving somebody's life. And I was like, dang, bro, you right. But see, for me, the only thing is, like, I rarely ever have cash. So it's just like, and sometimes, I ain't just gonna lie to you, sometimes I feel, like, bad.
Hey, what if a nigga told you I got a Cash App?
You said what?
I said, what if a homeless dude told you I got Cash App?
Oh, no, he dead, bro. Nah, bro. Nah, nah. Hell nah.
What you mean?
What are you talking about?
Venmo.
God, how do I keep getting this thing?
What if a man say you got Venmo? Pull up to you on the corner. Hey, young blood. You got $2? Hey, man, I ain't got no cash on me. You got Cash App? You gonna roll your window up on him?
For sure.
Oh, man, but you would have gave him $2 if you had $2.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? You still got $2 to give him?
Nah, I'm good on that. He could be some like hacker. Oh, all right, scammer,
but what happened to the empathy, my nigga? He might just be lucky to have a cell phone that's provided by the government, and it might have service. And you just learned out that he can get Cash App. You don't need to set it in the bank. You just need a Cash App.
No, you're right.
So. You might have to come on, man. You could be a blessing somebody. You know?
I could be.
Next time you pull up, say, ask him if you got Cash App.
No, I'm good. I'm just telling you, I'm good.
Bro, come up and say,
that's where the, hey, look.
You can't come back and say, you got Cash App.
That's where the bus stops, baby.
Oh, man.
The gig is up. Fuck that.
He said, yo, she said, you got Cash App? Nah, bro.
Nah, I'm good.
Bro, you got a phone bill?
Skirt.
Nah, get out of my face. That's how you feel. Man, what if that's all he needs, dog? All he needs to do is pay his phone bill.
Then
that's how he Ubers. That's how he does everything.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, boss.
And you believe in love at first sight?
Don't believe in love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wow. Do tell, why not?
The fuck out of here.
What you mean?
You can't be in love with somebody at the first sight. That's just fucking doesn't make any sense.
All right, so what?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta. All right, you know
we're gonna
saying?
Go there. What is love to you, Marcus?
I mean, I don't know what love to me is. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you guys are compatible. Make sure that you know you're in the same wavelengths and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You guys are on the same type of path. You got the same type of ideas and shit. You can't just do that by looking at somebody. No matter how bad she is, you know what I'm saying? Never trust a big butt and a smile.
I'm going to disagree with you. and say that, yeah, you can have love at first sight. You know, I think you can fall in love with somebody physically, fall in love with somebody, and then from there move on. I also think you can have love at first sight multiple times. And fall in love with the way somebody looks multiple times. And, you know, if you don't work out the first way, you know, you move on to the next one that you fall in love with looking beautiful. You know, like.
So, you know, so she could be so bad, you could just fall in love.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Niggas fall out of love. You know what I mean? Like, this shit happens. Like, you can fall in and fall out of love. Let's be adults and understand that, yeah, it sounds funny that you will fall in love multiple times with multiple people. People do also fall out of love. It happens. Now, you might not want to waste your time. I understand y'all, too. I don't want to waste my time with no nigga. You know what I mean? I'm saying, fellas, you know, I understand. But I still believe that you can fall in love and fall out of love. It happens. But, yeah, I believe in love at first sight. So you're saying love, you have to get somewhere, you have to like understand them to love them.
I would say. I do say.
But so you don't think you can love and then that increases your love the more that you understand them?
No.
Damn.
I mean, she could be as bad as she want to be, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not, yeah, I'm saying, I understand that. I'm just saying, but like from there, you so she bad as shit, and then you find out she dope as shit and bad as shit on top of being bad as shit? That's what I'm saying. Like you see her, you're like, oh yeah, she bad. And then she opens her mouth.
And you're like, oh, I'm in love.
And then that just pushes the love because you already fell in love when you seen her. You was like, oh wow. At the same time, you hoping, like, you know, this ain't just, you know, one of those.
Hey man, listen, I don't know. But you know, shout out to you. Shout out to Black Love. You know what I'm saying? I love to see it, man. I love to see it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in love with you. I'm saying,
I assume you fell in love with your lady at first sight, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like I
said,
shout out
to love at first sight.
Shout out to love at first sight.
Even if Marcus doesn't believe in your love, until he understands you.
Hey man, got to get to know you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let us know how you feel. Because that's a very interesting topic to me. Like, love at first sight and falling in love multiple times. Like, this is very interesting. Because a lot of people think you can't fall in love multiple times either. A lot of people say once you fall out of love, that's it. Like, ain't nobody else going to match up to that first person. But then Beyonce says you're irreplaceable. That you're not irreplaceable. Or that you're irreplaceable. Or I don't know. She said she had a song called Irreplaceable. Well, she talked about niggas saying that he was irreplaceable. But,
fuck Beyonce.
Wow. You want to continue that conversation?
What conversation?
I heard it on the mic, so.
No, I'm good.
Oh, all right. We're going to keep that?
Yeah, shit. I don't give a fuck.
All right, cool. If this was your last time listening, we appreciate you listening. if you even got this far, you know, thanks. In advance.
It's been a good ride.
It's been a good ride. We had a blast. It was fun. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to talk about support versus attention. I don't know what I was talking about when I saw that.
I saw that. But didn't you put that on here?
I did. And I was talking about the desire to have support versus the desire to have attention. And like life.
Okay.
Like, does one want more support than they want attention? How does that balance out? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you confuse your attention with support versus it being a need of attention instead of needing support? Like, when you think someone wants you to be supportive versus like you just want some attention. You get what I'm saying?
I feel like those things could get intertwined and maybe a little bit confused, you know, cause confusion amongst each other. But then again, I mean, like, I feel like a lot of times those things come hand in hand.
What's that? Attention and support.
Yeah. Right.
Well, like, let me spit fire, right? They can. So when I envision it, I think of it, the Venn diagram of you got support and then you got, attention, and then there's an intersection there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, so you still got that Venn diagram. So you still got that support one here where people like to live in the support area and then other people like live into the attention area. Not many people live in the middle part, but you know, a lot of people like to delve in either or. So would you say you sit more in the middle side, or are you saying you're on one side or the other side?
I'm probably more so like in the middle.
Oh, you safe.
I don't know, bro.
Nah, you good, yo.
I mean, like, think about it, right? Let me ask you questions, for example, right? Like, you playing your horn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in relationship-wise, right, you would want your girl to support you by, like, hearing you play, right?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that also mean, like, you would just, is that more so, like, the attention to you playing the horn as well? Like, isn't that also showing her support?
By being attentive,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying you can't do both. I'm just saying I asked you, you said, yeah, you see yourself in the middle, you know what I mean? That's cool. You know, I would say I'd see myself more on the support side because I really don't give a fuck about the attention.
Got you.
Personally, it's like, because I'm an introvert, so, you know, all that shit is weird. But, and then my love languages and all that shit. You know, if you figure out your love languages, people, it might help your life get better. It might help your life get worse. You never know, you know, until you do love languages. But, and that wasn't, it's not like a, I don't need a, the praises and all that shit. I don't need the attention of you saying, oh, I'm looking at you and shit like that. It's just more the support when the support's needed. I do believe you can live in the middle ground. I just don't live in the middle ground because I don't really like the attention. It's not really a big thing for me. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a narcissist. I don't know.
No,
I guess I would, I would. I would actually want the attention if I was a narcissist, but no, I don't know. Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel you.
Yeah, I just thought I'd be, we have an engaging conversation, but you like to sit in the middle, so it's cool. You know, I understand.
I mean, dang, I'm sorry. I ain't mean to.
No, you're good, bro. You're safe. I understand. No. No, I'm playing. Yeah, I think that's it. I can't shout that out. It sucks. You see what I'm about to say?
Nah, wait.
Oh, I did have a Twitter story, then I'd be done. I'm gonna call this Twitter story, Are You Dumb? Alright. So a dude was curved by a chick he saw 6 times. Like on 6 different occasions he's seen her. It's like, hey yo, shorty, what's up? You trying to go out? Every time she's like, no, I got a different excuse. Or she's just like, fuck this nigga, right? By the third curve, his friend came through, waxed, knocked off and shit. So, you know, he's like, all right, well, he done got it, so maybe I can get on the fourth time. You know, that's how niggas do. So, the fourth time happened. It ain't work, but bruh's coworker worked. You know, he's like, well, shoot, he brought her under the party, you know. Coworker got hit, you know. So now his brother and his coworker hit. So he's going to the fifth time. She says no. At the same time, his dad hits. Yeah, all right. So yeah, so his brother hit, his coworker hit, and his dad hit. Now we've watched Euphoria. We live in a society where shit like that can happen.
Right?
You feel me?
Possible.
It's very possible that this should happen. Would you continue on to the sixth time?
Shorty?
Yeah, the sixth time he got her after his friend.
Nah, bro. I mean, like,
shit.
But once you,
that's like a sloppy fifths or some shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Once you got to my dad, I probably was like, man, you know what I'm saying. Nah, I'm good.
So you wait. So all right. So is it wrong to continue to try and get her?
Is it wrong,
or is it being persistent? You know, like, you know, like a good,
listen, man.
A good
maybe
trait, you know?
Maybe my man's fell in love at first sight. You know what I'm saying?
This guy. So actually, yeah, there it is. Yeah, you're exactly right.
So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can't judge shorty for doing her thing, but at the same time, you know, like I said, once you got to my dad, you know, I was probably like, nah, I'm good.
But you in love though, so you can't do it.
But like you also said, you could fall out of love.
Yeah, but I guess that ain't work for him because my man's. I mean, he got, at the end of the day, he got his girl. That's just, you know, the hood love story that we all love to hear.
Hey, man.
At the end of the day, he got
his
girl.
Was this guy black?
It was one of them cartoon pictures, so you know, I don't know.
I'm about to say, because if he was, shout out Black Love. But, you know.
Yo, that's crazy.
I don't know.
That's wild. That was my Twitter story. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do these again next week. I don't know.
What do you think? Would you be that persistent? Where would
I draw the line?
Yeah, where would you draw the line?
And I don't know, man. I probably go on a distance, you know?
Fuck it.
At this point, I know I'm gonna get it.
Right.
It's only a matter of time. You know, this might sound bad of me.
He said it's gotta be my turn.
You know what I mean? At some point I'm gonna have a turn.
No, I mean, that's fucked up. But I don't
what
know.
You mean?
I don't know. But yo, let me ask you this. How you feel about that whole Omarion shit, right? I'm curious about, like, how would you react in that situation? Your man's, well, I don't, first of all, you know what, like we was talking about, like Charlemagne, the God in them, like in terms of friends, as opposed to just co-workers, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Maybe these niggas were just co-workers, you know what I'm saying? Because are they family?
You talking about...
like Omarion and... I don't think they family, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
For the sake of...
Let's say they just homeboys, like legit friends.
You know, for the sake of the dance crew shit, you know?
Right. Like, that's his nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. How would you feel if your nigga got with your baby moms?
I wouldn't care. Cause it's my baby mom's, mm-hmm. and it's my guy. So you know, at this point, if she my baby mom's, this ain't nothing working. This ain't nothing turning into nothing. So what I'm gonna hold on to that for? And it's my man's. So if I don't care,
so no foul play in the situation.
Nah, not on my end. You think it's foul play? You think it's wrong that he went for the baby mom's?
I mean, I think that's a little, and you know, I don't know, bro. I feel like we all...
You against her happiness, my nigga?
Nah, man. But I just feel like...
Oh, but what you attached, though? Because it's your baby mom's?
Nah, bro, listen.
All right, I'm listening.
I feel like when you in cruise and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, and this is bad to say, but I feel like we all got, like, certain people, right? That we just feel like it's just off limits to the crew. You know what I'm just saying? Just out of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like your baby moms will fall on that list. No matter how much you want her to be happy, no matter how much you want to see her, like, succeed, shine, all that positive shit, you know what I'm saying? But with your homeboy, dog, I don't know. I feel like, at the end of the day, I wouldn't care. But to ask me if I feel like it's some foul play in this situation, I would say yes. But, you know, at the end of the day, I probably
would be
like...
What's the foul play, though?
I mean, like,
just because
like
you're saying it's going to guy code or something?
Like, to an extent, you
breaking one of the unwritten rules that, you know, not everybody follows. But at the same time, I mean, we don't know if they had a conversation behind closed doors and shit, for real. We just know that nigga showed up and then Omarion ain't said nothing about it. So that's what that is. But if it was just, like, my homie just showed up out of the blue with my baby moms, I mean, I'm going to ask, hey, yo, so how long this been going on? Word, that's what's up. Yeah, you know, y'all rock out. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. You know, be happy, whatever, my nigga. You know, the least I know, I got my homie around my kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how we're going to explain to him when we grow up. But for right now, we'll rock out.
I like that energy.
When we get there, you know, when we get there, we'll get there.
I like that.
You know?
Fuck that shit.
Nah, so, I mean, you know, like, because what you going to do? What, you gonna fight him?
Nah, man. Like I said, at the end of the day,
you can't do nothing about it.
No, exactly. At the end of the day, I'm not even gonna. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get over it. Like we were saying about the other day, the last couple weeks, and even in terms of like your homeboy like fucking your girl over some damn, she came at him and he was like, "Well, shit, I'm looking out for you," type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna get over it. But off rip, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, that's kind of foul." But
yeah, no, I understand. You know, if like you said, you have them off limits in your guy code book, in your handbook of guys. Pause. let's go all the way back. All the way back. That's what I like to see. Let's go. For those of you that aren't watching it right now but are listening to us, the Ravens just scored another touchdown. Off a pick six. It's awesome. It's great. Let's go. We're at the end of the podcast.
I think that was a fumble.
Whatever. Turnover. Score off a turnover. Whatever happened. It was a fumble. Looks good. Oh, beautiful. All the way back to the house. I'd like to say thank you once again to everybody for listening to another episode of the Ballheaded Brothers Podcast. It's your boy, Alex, signing out.
I thought you was the bro.
I'm the bro. Oh, man. Ah, shit. Fucked it up. Gotta practice it again for next. How's it go? I forgot how I said it. Yeah.
Shit. Come on, bro, Alex.
Nah, I'm not gonna be brother.
you said brother bro, Alex.
It's your bro. Yeah. It's the bro. It's your bro. the bro Alex.
Miss Marcus the bro.
There it is. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. What are we gonna do? All right. All right. Thanks for the whatever. I'm gonna keep that whole. It's the bro Alex.
And it's Marcus the bro.
Coming up.